Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Well, a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a very great and happy San Jacinto weekend.
Yeehaw.
188 years ago, the Battle of San Jacinto was held on April 21st.
Remember the Alamo. Remember Goliad.
That was the battle cry.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more details later in the program. But today, Harold and I are going to do a... We've done the walls across Texas. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go do a walls back in time to the days of our youth.
Yes.
And one of Harold's favorite things to do is?
Shoot 22s.
And?
Squirrels.
There you go. And it's almost become a forgotten, you know, actual spring rite of hunting, you know?
Right.
But we're going to give you some insight as to how to get started, where to go, where to take the youngsters, where to go for yourself and relive those days. Right. Plus, Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission has approved hunting regulations for the 2024-2025 season. We're going to review some of those. Harold's got some national news, so you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plan.
Indeed.
And again, April 21st, 1836, the Battle of San Jacinto was held in what's now current-day LaPorte Deer Park area.
Yeah. It is a surprise that people have never seen the San Jacinto Monument among all of those refineries.
And storage tanks. And,
yeah, right.
You know, oh,
right.
Absolutely. But just a little history for those that may not be familiar or may have forgotten. This was probably the shortest but most intriguing battle for independence in the world.
Right.
And, of course, as you mentioned, the battle cry, remember Alamo, remember La Bahia, or Goliad, you know, the runaway scrape.
Right.
All the things that took place, but on the morning of April 21st at 9 a.m., Mexican General Cos arrived with an additional 540 reinforcements that brought the Mexican force to about 1,500, compared to what General Sam had was around 783.
Okay.
All right. Koss's men were mostly raw recruits, which I was not familiar with that fact.
Right.
They'd been they'd marched and hadn't eaten. With no Texian attack, the Mexican officers lowered their guard. Look back in the annals of war history, and it's usually some mistake or some, you know, strike of fortune, you know, that, that is a turning tale. But by afternoon, Santa Ana committed Koss's men to sleep. You know, at about 4:30 in the afternoon, they unleashed the twin sisters.
Yep, that's a great twin cannons to interrupt a siesta.
Exactly. Which was a gift from the people of Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's interesting, in this day and age, when we're trying to secure the southern border, other states, people from other parts of the country coming to assist, you know, into the aid of Texas.
Right.
History does repeat itself, you know. But anyway, 18-minute battle ensued. 650 Mexican soldiers were killed, 208 wounded, 300 captured, and the Texans' loss were 11 killed or mortally wounded, and 30 others, including General Sam Houston, wounded. What's interesting is Santa Anna made the mistake of splitting his forces.
Yeah.
And there was an additional 4,000 troops under General Urrea and Filisola that were nearby, but it could have had an entirely different outcome.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So anyway, if you have not been to some of Texas historical, Washington on the Brazos, where the Declaration of Independence was signed, San Felipe, Stephen F. Austin's colony out west of Houston, or the San Jacinto Battleground, the Alamo certainly is a must-see. As well as Goliad, you know, y'all really look into it because it is absolutely phenomenal. What you got on the national scene?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I got something.
Well, while you're looking at that, I'm going to tell you about the statewide hunting the changes. And Parks and Wildlife approved the 2024 season, eliminating the light goose conservation order for both east and west zones due to continuous declines of wintering light geese in Texas, originally conceived to bring the population down, but now due to, you know, disease and other factors, there is no need. They're going to extend the regular goose season for light geese for 19 days in the east zone to provide more hunting opportunities, and a reduced bag limit from 10 to 5 for light geese in both east and west. Change the special white-winged dove days structure due to calendar progression. Not sure what that means.
I mean, calendars do progress, don't they?
Change the structure of the second segment of the dove season, the north zone, to allow a later dove hunting. Those are some of the highlights. Speaking of dove, there is several dove that have been collected across Texas in the Trans-Pecos and Rolling Plains. Tested positive for, boy, I practice this too.
Okay.
Trichomoniasis.
Of course.
You got to have that rhythm with it.
Right.
An infectious disease that affects birds caused by protozoan, a single cell parasite, mostly affects pigeons and doves, but it can be spread amongst, you know, the birds.
The birds, yeah, but they say not us.
Not now.
Right.
That's what they're saying now.
That's what they're saying now. It depends on how that calendar progresses.
Right.
Okay. The total impact of the firearm and ammunition industry in the United States increased from $19.1 billion in 2008 to $90.05 billion in 2023, a 371% increase, while the total number of full-time equivalent jobs rose from approximately 166,000 to over 384,434, 131% increase in that period, according to a report released by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. On a year-over-year basis, the industry's economic impact rose from $80.73 billion in 22 to $90.05 billion in 23, The firearm industry has broader impacts throughout the economy. It supports and generates businesses for firms seemingly not related to firearms at a time when every job in America counts. These are real people, real jobs, working in industries as varied as banking, retail, accounting, metalworking, and printing. The firearm and ammunition industry paid over $10.90 billion in business taxes, including property income and sales-based levies. An additional $944 million was paid in federal excise taxes, which directly contributes to wildlife conservation.
Folks, let me suggest to you, if you're looking for another cause to support, probably a member of the NRA, probably some conservation group, let me suggest you become a member of the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Right.
It is industry support.
Uh-huh.
It's the group that puts on SHOT Show that we so regularly refer to.
Yep.
They've got a lobby group. And why would you do that? Because, well, I'm not a part of the industry. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
you are. But to know what's going on, just as Harold pointed out, the impact that hunting has to the economy, you know, things that are going on and challenges to our Second Amendment right.
Right.
Look into them. Go to NSSF.org, NSSF.org, to get more information.
Yep.
Got anything else for us?
Well, I can always find something. How about, I love this, title, A Wad of Controversy. Wildlife Resources Committee of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife recently opened a discussion on banning the use of plastic wads and shotgun shells. Topic was broached by the Surf Rider Foundation, which said plastic wads wash up in large numbers on beaches, presenting a hazard to birds, fish, and marine mammals, and they mistake them for food.
Well, if they follow suit with what they do in other plastic items in California, mm-hmm. they'll take the plastic wad and remove it and replace it with a paper wad right. wrapped in plastic.
Right. So, there you go. Yeah. Here's your paper straw like wrapped in plastic. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Oh, goodness gracious. Why, you know... The tilt to the left side is amazing.
Oh,
you know?
Boy, ain't it?
Yeah, anything else?
Yeah, well, how about pricey permits? Here's a good one.
What is it?
Pricey permits.
Okay.
The fundraising auctions at the January convention of the Wild Sheep Foundation in Reno this year shattered records, with two bighorn sheep permits going, this is Bob money, going for $600,000 each. The most ever paid for a North American sheep tag in history. A bighorn permit issued by the state of Colorado, one issued by New Mexico, each sold for almost double the previous auction record, which was $320,000. The Colorado permit, $310,000 for the New Mexico tag. Money raised by auctioning these highly coveted tags goes directly to wild sheep conservation and management programs administered by state wildlife agencies. And that's, again, those that use the resource are putting up the bucks.
Wow. Yeah. That's some serious dollars. I remember when those tags, those permits were going for $100,000, $125,000 mm-hmm. and thought that was a big number.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got five of them at my place that I've had for well over 20 years, and they are still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. So just as its name applies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. So see the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And visit one of their dealers like Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Gibson's in Kerrville, and if you got a dealer in the area, ask them, why aren't you carrying the blind?
You should.
Okay? What you got?
Actually, indigestion right now. Excuse me. Timing. It's all timing. Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, a trio of good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are the best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good days. Next Saturday slips to fair. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from late morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will continue to adjust with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday, there will be a full moon on the coast. This Saturday through Wednesday, a string of days with a double-tide schedule, two high and two lows. Wednesday has a single-tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday has a single high tide for the day. Friday through next Sunday will each have a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, dealing with some wind, dealing with some rain. Got more rain this weekend, so we'll see if we have additional runoff coming, particularly from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex over into East Texas. We mentioned last week's show that the rains of the prior week, portions of Western Louisiana, Southwest Louisiana, and up in the Piney Woods, they got as much rain as they would receive in a month's time in just a few hours. So lots and lots of runoff there that's going to push bait back into our bays. Good fishing. Keep watching the reports coming out of Lake Calcasieu. And mixed bags. I mean, the redfish have been a staple. So are speckled trout, but also fair number of flounder coming in. Good eating size that you can remove the backbone, create a pocket, stuff it with crab meat.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It just doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah.
The north revetment wall over on Sabine Lake and the lower half of that estuary been really giving up some nice fish, birds working. Most of the activity, Trinity, has moved on down toward Galveston Bay and around East Bay, Texas City Dyke, some big fish like black drum, big black drum, have been around the Texas City Dyke. West Galveston Bay, less affected by the rainfall and runoff, and some good fishing taking place from Karankwa back to the Causeway, and then over by San Luis Pass, over around Christmas and Bastrop Bays. Matagorda, Captain Tommy Kuhn said that the Colorado River is pretty fresh. And he said, doggone it, the river fishing had just gotten good. You know, now here comes the water.
Yeah.
But things are warming up quickly. Pretty soon, a lot of anglers are going to be heading to the surf. And they can either walk from the beachfront and cast to the Gulf or get out in the Gulf and cast toward the beachfront. Things really turn on throughout summer. The mid-coast area, good fishing. You don't have the freshwater runoff once you get past south of Victoria and the Guadalupe River, but some really good fishing. Fish have been active, some good catches taking place past the JFK Causeway, down to Baffin Bay, into the Land Cut, Port Mansfield, and on the lower Laguna Madre. Snook have been active. They're making a move to the jetties, and west side of the lower Laguna Madre, good for speckled trout. Before we go to the freshwater,
yes,
something that I did not make mention of in the news segment that needs to be mentioned. We've been talking about Lake Bodark, okay, the newest lake in Texas.
Right.
We've been waiting. We've been promised that we would be notified.
All they need is water.
Oh, yeah. They got the water.
Okay.
Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor called me Wednesday of this week and said, "You're not going to believe what happened." I said, "What?"
"What?"
"Bodark Lake opened."
Ooh.
But they didn't tell anybody.
Right.
I mean, here the...
we call that a soft opening in the hospitality business.
The North Texas Municipal Water District is the administrator of it. And they were afraid with only 150 parking spaces that there would be a deluge. And so they didn't tell Parks and Wildlife. They didn't tell the biologist that, you know, oversees the lake.
Right.
They didn't do anything. It just kind of happened. I mean, if you don't know where Bodark Lake is, it's halfway between Paris and Sherman, north of Highway 82, about 4 miles northeast of Bonham. And then in the November 2023 issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, Matt Williams did a feature on Garzilla, this huge alligator gar. Well, that angler, Art Weston of Union, Kentucky, is back in Texas, went back to Sam Rayburn, where he and the Garzilla was caught on 6 pound leader.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, he bested that. He caught a 188 pound on 4 pound test.
Oh, my goodness.
And he caught a 200 pound snapping turtle. That'll take an arm off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's a leg, too.
Yeah, really, really.
Wow.
So anyway, what's going on in our lakes?
Now let's go wade fishing out there now.
Yeah,
okay. Anyway, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish have been excellent. Lots of reports from the early bulkhead bite to deep water baited holes, all catching great numbers and decent size on catfish, bubblegum, liver, worm, shad. Punch bait. And just about anything else that folks put together, largemouth bass are good on soft plastics. Fork, been good with fish in just about every stage of the spawn. Lots of fish are shallow in 1 to 4 feet of water. Use Texas rigs, yum dingers, chatterbaits, flukes, and swim jigs. First phase bass spawners are now in a post-spawn pattern and aggressive. Frog pattern topwaters are excellent in the grass and brush. Casting into the pockets and letting the frog sit for a few seconds is a good idea. Crappie are great with some pre-spawn fish, some fish actively spawning, and some post-spawn. Fish can be found in a few feet of water down to 30 feet deep. All crappie on Lake Fork do not go shallow to spawn and can be caught in 18 to 20 feet spawning on timber. You can also find some fish on brush, laydowns, bridges, docks. It is a very versatile time to catch crappie with multiple patterns. Livingston, catfish are biting good in shallow water where shad are spawning. Water is starting to clear up a little bit. Sam Rayburn, navigate with caution to avoid sandbars and stumps. Bass are on points and drains in shallow water spawning, and some are in post-spawn biting crankbaits, Carolina rigs, some topwater along the grass edges. Tyler, catfish are good biting everything as they gear up for an early spawn. Fayette, here we go. Bass are good in the reeds, timber, and back of coves in 4 to 8 feet of water with flukes, Texas rig worms, creature baits, shallow crank baits, Carolina rigs, and deep crank baits will land bites in the roadbeds or with finesse baits and flukes near the dam. Palestine, all boat launches are now open. A lot of flooded shoreline, grass, and brush. Some low-hanging branches in the water are good for bass. Weedless frogs, creatures, chatterbaits are all good. Tawakoni, been a major shift in the hybrid striper and white bass action. Fish are moving shallow and staging up to spawn. Look for windblown points and gulls, giving away locations of feeding fish. Swim baits are the ticket right now in 3 to 10 feet of water. Texoma, striped bass fishing is great. Drifting live shad around the islands or past the bridges near the rivers. Rain should finish off the spawn and look for bait on the banks with feeding fish near them. Topwaters are working on sandy flats in 2 to 8 feet of water. Smallmouth bass are good on live shad along the bluffs on the main banks in 2 to 4 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where bass are excellent on Choke Canyon Reservoir, being caught on swim baits, crankbaits around shallow rocks. As the sun rises, fish can be caught on main link points with a Texas rig or Carolina rig. Bass in the shallow waters are good on shad or chartreuse-colored running crankbaits and pumpkin or watermelon soft plastics. Corpus Christi, bass are excellent on swim baits or crankbaits around shallow rocks. And you know what? That's a repeat of what was for Choke Canyon. Falcon Reservoir, bass are good on points, secondary points, and in the creek channels. Some fish are pushing deeper for a post-spawn pattern, hitting crankbaits and spinnerbaits. Brownwood, Harold, black bass to 5.21, not 2.021 pounds are excellent on jigs, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits in 3 to 8 feet of water. Most bass are in post-spawn transition with the last wave coming in the next full moon. Allen Henry, crappie are good in spawn and pre-spawn patterns in 1 to 18 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Fort Phantom Hill Reservoir, bass are good hitting 7-inch curly tails. OH Ivy, water clarity is stained on the upper end and the lower end of the lake is clear to 6 feet. Largemouth bass are good with some catches. Some catches, Harold.
Okay.
To 13 pounds.
Oh.
We didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
There were only 12 of them this year.
Right.
So far. Swim baits and 10-inch worms are best. Topwaters are getting better. And Meredith, it's walleye time. Good on minnows and grubs and other artificials.
They're tasty.
Yeah. What about the hill country?
Well, let's go up there. Brady, largemouth bass are very good up to 7 pounds on rocks with crankbaits, chatterbaits, cinchos. Crappie are good in the marina or around hardwood, main lake, or creek entrances. Buckhannon, striper fishing is excellent. Using live shad as bait in 5 to 30 feet of water, the shad spawn is in full swing, and the shallow water early morning bite is great. Focus on sandy shorelines 20 minutes before the first light. The bite can continue throughout the day, but is generally finished by 8 a.m. Canyon, bass are excellent on moving baits around grass or with Necco rigs or deeper grass. Travis, bass are good in the main lake in shallow water and coves off the main lake with swim baits and craws.
All right, our hunting forecast. Here's a reminder. This is the weekend of April 2021, and next weekend we will have April 28. Why is that important?
Why?
It's the end of the South Zone spring Rio Grande turkey season. One turkey bag limit in 10 counties runs through April 30th. North Zone continues to May 12th. And hunting's really been quite good. I think there was some suspicion as to what kind of season was going to take place. Uh-huh. But a lot of success, and we keep mentioning this, during those midday hours of, say, from about 9:30, 9:35 to be exact. He's not paying attention to me.
I am. What?
Anyway, to about.
I just have to be looking down.
All right. Anyway, when the hens have all been bred and gone back to their nest, and the gobblers are lonesome. Okay.
Are you lonely?
On or off road this week?
Oh, anywhere I want to go. This is the top of the food chain. Okay. The 2024 GMC Yukon four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate. Ultimate. Active four-wheel drive, big old V8, 420 horsepower, 460 pound-feet of torque, 8,200 pounds of towing, 7 seating, but a lot of things fold down, a lot of room in this thing. Of course, it's a hoss. Magnetic ride control, Stabilitrack, electronic limited slip differential, air ride, adaptive suspension, hitch guidance with hitch view when you back up to that big trailer, 18-speaker Bose Performance sound system inside. Obviously, the interior is luxurious. Big 10-inch diagonal touchscreen for, I want it warmer or whatever. Rear camera monitor. Super cruise with all kind of distancing and catching up and stuff. Rear seat media system. Heated and ventilated front bucket power seats. Full grain leather seats. 16-way power front seats with massage. and that's great on the highway. Heated steering wheel, great in the winter. A lot of LED lights and stuff like that, all kind of safety. Front pedestrian, forward collision alert, rear cross traffic alert, yada, yada, yada. Go down the line. Here's something interesting, and it's not even offered as an accessory that you'll appreciate. No skid plates.
No skid plates?
No skid plates. Like, how did you figure that one out?
And it's not the top of the line.
No, oh, yeah, but it is.
No, it's
you
know, not. Nuh-uh.
It only tops out when it gets its skid plates.
No. Nope.
I'm sure aftermarket
oversight.
You can get them.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
You can.
No, I found it. It said not available. I'm like, what? Huh? Of course, you know, this is a big hoss, so you're talking 14 miles to the gallon on the city, 18 on the highway. Here's the ticket, though. We're back to our producer, Bob Vance money. $101,245 plus tax, title, and license.
Okay.
Just give him that gold card. Anyway, that's the 2024 GMC Yukon four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate, except no skid plates.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking squirrel hunting.
Yeehaw!
All across the Lone Star State, right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families and in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, bucks, figure they've already bulked up.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're continuing to bulk up because of all the good things that Fortified Cottonseed brings.
Right.
Mama deer, they're getting their bodies in shape because they're going to put those babies on the ground next month, starting next month. And they need to produce that milk to
get... Remember, we did this last week, right? We throw in, don't touch them.
The babies?
You see a fawn by itself, leave it alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But mama deer need to produce that milk to get the baby's legs under them so they can run away from coyotes and other predators.
That's right.
All right? As well as just continued herd health year-round, feed it. The neat thing, when we say limited intake, that means a cost savings.
Correct.
Better than 2.5 to 1. The vitamin pack provides what Mother Nature does not normally provide. For more information, go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch the video, get a better understanding of what the product's all about and why it is the rave amongst ranchers. Find yourself a dealer.
Yeah.
Local dealer. Independent dealer.
What if I wanted a bunch of it?
Well, wait a minute. Before you get a bunch, you may go and need a bunch of bags. Go to your local Tractor Supply.
Okay.
And then if you need a bunch of it, give them a call. 806-839-2122. It's 806-839-2122. Fortified cottonseed.
And do remember, the pigs and the raccoons don't mess with it.
Gives them a bellyache, so they stay away from it.
I like that.
Harold and I were unfortunate children growing up because we had to go hunt.
Yeah, right. We had it pretty good.
We did.
Yeah.
And coming up the month of May, we mentioned today is, or this weekend is the 20th and 21st of April. Starting on May 1st through the 31st in the East Texas counties, the spring squirrel season will take place. There is a fall season that took place last fall and will again this year. Starts on the 1st of October and runs to ballpark about the 25th, depends on the way the calendar lays out. And then there are all the other counties, September 1 through August 31, literally year-round that you can hunt, no bag limit. You've got 10 squirrels that you can have as your daily bag limit, okay? I don't know about you, but I started with a 22. How about you?
What'd
you
start? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's go back to starting, you know, learning, of course, with a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun.
All right.
And then went to a 22, which I always recommend to this day for training young folk and even old folk, a single shot.
Right.
Or if you want to start with something like a little Henry lever action 22, but put one round in it.
Yes.
Start off with a round at a time.
Absolutely.
But my daddy got me a Model 67 Winchester boys rifle, which was a suggestion of the great shot Adolph Topperwine,
right,
the Winchester. It's shorter stock, shorter barrel. I still have it.
Sure.
And every once in a while at the ranch, I'll ring it out and go walking through the field.
Right.
That's definitely
open sighter scope. What
open.
Did you? Yeah,
open.
I did too. Open. But you know, so many of the articles that are written about squirrel hunting now suggest about a 1-4 power, you know, scope. And you know, I'm kind of toying with that idea.
I'd go straight four.
Just a straight four?
I'd just go straight four.
Okay. No, you don't think the 1, 2, or 3 power would really be a benefit?
No, I really don't think so. Straight four. But, I mean, to me, it's still, fortunately, I can still shoot open sights.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as we know now, good folks like Skinner, those peep sights,
mm-hmm,
no matter what kind of condition your eyeballs are in, it's just nature takes over and you get on target with a good peep sight.
Sure. East Texas has, where all of our national forests are located.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's part of the $48 annual hunting permit. And let's tell them more about that.
Okay.
After we hear this.
Okay, let's
do that.
We'll
be right back.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Wondering what to do this summer? Go fish! Early bird registration is open for the 2024 CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Fish from Memorial Weekend to Labor Day for a chance to win. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sign up by May 3rd and get exclusive early bird benefits. Don't let another early bird catch your worm. Sign up now at startournament.org.
We're talking squirrel hunting in Texas, and before the break, mentioned the $48 annual hunting permit. And do you normally buy one of those, or you just rely on going to El Rancho Gun?
Yeah, I just rely going to my place.
You know,
fortunately, I have a place. So
Yeah. And I married into a ranching family, mm-hmm, and went to the ranch regularly. But Ann and I used to, and I still buy a $48 annual hunting permit because I like to see different parts of Texas.
Sure.
And it's a lease. And hunting can be good, can be so-so, can be not good. That's hunting, you know?
That's why they call it hunting,
that's
not
right.
Killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing, squirrel hunting is such a great start for anybody. Them little critters, you know, I mean, they've got their own little personalities. I mean, you probably use them. There's squirrel calls out there. It's not just, where are they?
There's a lot of ways to hunt. And we've got the gray or cat squirrels. Mm-hmm. We've got the red or fox squirrels.
Right.
So we've got two species. But, Yeah, for most people, and you say starting out, mm-hmm. I didn't start out calling game. No. It was sitting down beside a tree or finding where acorns or pine cones have been.
And being aware.
And watching and learning to be still and be quiet and move slowly, okay?
Right. Right.
And when we talk about still hunting, it's not sitting still forever.
Right.
I mean, you're still in an area and you kind of survey the canopy for any movement.
Creep and stop.
And it really, I mean, for me, having watched the Davy Crockett's and mm-hmm. Daniel Boone, mm-hmm. you know, and all that,
right.
it kind of reminds me of those folks making a living off the land, mm-hmm. you know, to feed their family.
Right.
Then you can step up and you can start calling. And one of the things that I didn't realize is that this time of year in particular, when the babies have been born and they're, you know, they're starting to be frisky and out, mm-hmm. hawks love to prey on baby squirrels.
No, absolutely.
And there is a Mr. Squirrel whistle. It's kind of like a round disc, and mm-hmm. you blow on it, and it sounds like the scream, you know, of a hawk coming in and attacking. And boy, the other squirrels come out en masse.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can get the squirrel call with the bulb where you can do a bark, you know, hit it once.
Right.
Or you can hit it several times with
chatter.
You know, to try to get them to show themselves. So, it's a lot of fun. I got to ask you a question because you mentioned, and we both did, start with a single shot.
Mm-hmm.
You tricked out a Ruger 10/22, which is probably the most...
Well, so versatile. But no, Briley, a million years ago, too. I mean, long ago, rebarreled.
Briley manufactured in Houston,
Texas.
Right, on the
they
west
can
side.
Do anything.
Right, right.
They can't do anything.
Right.
But it's a composite stock.
Okay.
It's bedded action.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heavy barrel. And it's so tight. I've used it many times on like prairie dog hunts and stuff. That I carry a boar snake with me because after a while I've got to snake it because it's too tight in the chamber. You know, mm-hmm. after a while because of the stuff.
But would you carry that squirrel hunting?
Oh, sure.
So the bull barrel doesn't add that much weight to it?
No.
For the field?
Correct. No, okay. Not that much to it. And I'm sorry I'm having a senior moment because it is scoped because this is an honest 200-yard or better 22.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't remember the scope I've got on it now, come to think of it. I'm having a senior moment. But a new trigger, you know, an action job on the thing. But it's all very reasonable. But it's just dead solid accurate.
All right. With the ammunition that's out there today.
Oh, and go for the head, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
With the ammunition that's out there, I mean, there's the Vipers and the, you know, Max mm-hmm. and all this. And then there's the standard loads. When you go squirrel hunting, what are you using? Because you're not shooting great distances.
No, correct. I usually go with of course first what works in the gun
mm-hmm.
and the Remingtons, the little hollow points work and feed real well, and they are deadly on target. You don't need to, like I say, you don't need an .06 for them. So it's what feeds your gun best. And a great source too is the Aguila line. Because they make, I can't tell you how many different types of 22 rounds.
You mentioned Remington, now mm-hmm. Aquila, then CCI, you know, and certainly the federal lineup, you know. I mean, there are plenty of options. And as Harold says, spend a little range time or a little practice time seeing what works.
And if you want, I mean, certainly at a certain point, get manly and go up to a 22 mag if you want to, a little more range, a little more whop. And they're very versatile. I think Winchester made a lot of mistakes. One was when they stopped making their Model 94 22 mag.
Right.
They're doing it again now, but of course it's made in Japan. Which doesn't mean Moroku's not making good stuff, but it's just not the same.
So many, when they talk about a 22, mm-hmm. they're not slinging a rifle.
Right.
Do you sling yours or no sling?
No.
It's a 22. It's lightweight and enough weight. I saw an article here a while back of a guy, and I can no longer do this, but he was squatting down, sitting on the back of his heel, leaning up against an oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, I got that.
Yeah.
Got his butt off the ground. All right. How about taking a turkey vest, folks, the one that has the pad,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, get the one that's maybe a bit more mesh, you mm-hmm. know? to get some ventilation. But wear that. Plus, you then have a place to put your squirrel.
That's right.
Where you would normally carry your turkey.
Yeah, and remember, no matter what you do, chicken fried. But I mean, the great prepare, there's how to's to skin them, because if you do it right, you put the right cuts, you know, you stand on part of them, grab them, and it practically just takes the whole skin off.
Right, right. Some people, going to the cooking side of this, mm-hmm. now here comes our culinary skills.
Right.
But I've heard soaking it in buttermilk and milk will, you know, kind of sweeten the meat a little bit.
It does, yeah. And that's the same way that I chicken fry venison. I mean, I'll soak it in egg and milk
right.
for a bit, and then I will do the light flouring. I don't do any breading.
Never any breading. Thank you. No, I'm not a panko fan
yeah.
at all. Even if I'm doing fish or something where I'm using some cornmeal, mm-hmm. it's about maybe a third cornmeal and the other flour
yeah,
that just kind of fills
baggie.
In.
I put mine in a baggie
yeah.
and what spices if I want to.
Sure.
A lot of times there's things I don't spice because I figure you can salt and pepper it yourself when you eat it.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But I'll have the stuff soaking and then I'll get a baggie with my flour in it and I'll fling as much as it will fill my skillet.
All right.
Shaky, 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 you know, and then pull it out and plop it in there. Just this very light coating. Comes out great.
Then you come to making the gravy.
Yes.
With the leavings, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Got to have cream gravy and mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
Got to.
That's a lot of fun. And let me tell you, when you cut a squirrel up and you have the legs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, quite honestly, I still think that's the best part, you know?
Sure.
Are the legs.
It's like the best part of a frog.
Or a quail, quite
right.
honestly, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, pour the gravy, add a little more flour.
Yeah.
Brown that up, then start slowly adding your milk to it to
mm-hmm.
cream it out.
Yeah, or just be lazy like me and buy a bag of Pioneer and
follow the
directions.
No, you can.
You can.
Well,
sometimes, you know.
I know you can, but you're cheating. Folks, get out and enjoy the upcoming squirrel season. And when you go to East Texas mm-hmm. or really anywhere, don't forget, there's pigs wandering around, too.
Oh, boy.
You can do some scouting coming up in the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Subscribers, you'll get around the 25th of this coming week, and it goes on sale around the 28th of April. Did a piece on likely pig places
mm-hmm.
and talked about East Texas and the opportunities to go squirrel hunting as well as pig hunting.
Well, and while you're squirrel hunting, you could be scouting for deer season, too.
Hey, there you go. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. April 25th, Brazos Valley Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Bryan at the Brazos Center.
That originally mentioned last week on the 18th, but the correct date is the 25th.
That's right. Go to rmef.org for info. Also, April 25, Bear Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Waco, held at the wonderful Texas Ranger Museum. Go to ducks.org for info. Also, the 25th. Austin Chapter Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Austin at the Lodge at GraceDucks.org. Again, April 25 again, Tri-County Longbeards Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Temple at the Seton Star Hall. Again, NWTF.org. And April 27th, 41st Annual Winnie Stowell Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Winnie at the Winnie Community Building. Again, good old ducks.org. Go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years, plus they can be used to charge your phone. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guests today, Bill and Harold, squirrel hunting, and we're going to be talking about a whole bunch more fishing.
That took me down memory lane.
Absolutely. That was fun, for sure. If you do want to have some fun, get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. East Texas is a great place to go.
You got it. Take the kids. All right. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.